This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you know the beginning, middle, and end of this drama. Each of you has received a third eye of this knowledge from the Father, and this is why you are fierce. Question. Which of the Father's titles cannot be given to the founders of religions? Answer. The Father is the Satguru. No founder of a religion can be called a guru, because a guru is one who liberates you from sorrow and takes you into happiness. The souls of the religions that were established by those founders follow them down. The founders of religions do not take anyone back. When the Father comes, he takes all souls back home. Therefore, he is the Satguru of everyone. Song. Take us away from this world of sin to a place of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard a line of the song. This is a world of sin. You children know that this is a world of sinful souls. The word sin is very bad, but people are not able to understand that this world really is a world of sinful souls. There must definitely have also been a world of charitable souls, and that is called heaven. The world of sinful souls is called hell. There is a lot of talk of heaven and hell in Bharat. When a person dies, people say that he has become a resident of heaven. This proves that he was a resident of hell, and that he went from this impure world to that pure world. However, people don't know anything. They continue to say whatever enters their minds. They don't understand the accurate meaning at all. The Father comes and reassures you children, just be a little more patient. You have become very heavy with your burdens of sin. You are now being made into charitable souls and being taken to a world called heaven. There won't be any sin or sorrow there. You children have been given patience. Today you are here, and tomorrow you will go to your land of peace, and then to your land of happiness. When a person has been ill and is on the way to recovery, the doctor reassures him that he will very soon be well. Here, there is unlimited patience. The unlimited Father says, you have become very unhappy and impure. I am now making you children into theists. He also gives you the introduction of the creation. The rishis, etc., have been saying that they don't know the creator or the creation. Who knows them? No one knows when or from whom they can come to know this. No one knows the beginning, the middle, or the end of the drama. The Father says, I come at the confluence age, and according to the drama, first make you children into theists, and then tell you secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of creation. That is, I open your third eyes of this knowledge. You have been enlightened. When a person loses his sight, he becomes blind. At this time, no human being has a third eye of this knowledge. If, as human beings, they don't know the Father or the beginning, middle, and end of creation, they are said to be without intellects. In the song, it also says, some are blind, children of the blind, and others are ones who have sight. They have portrayed the Mahabharat war taking place and the one original eternal deity Dharma being established. The Father came and taught you souls Raja Yoga in order to give you the Golden Age sovereignty. Souls say, I am a king, I am a barrister. You souls know that you are now claiming the sovereignty of the world from the Father, the creator of the world. What is he the creator of? That new world. The Father creates a new world. He is the creator, and he also has all the knowledge. No one else knows the history of the whole world. No one has a third eye of this knowledge. No one apart from the Father can give you a third eye. You know the history and geography of the world, the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. The incorporeal world is the world of souls. Sannyasis say that they will merge into the Brahm element, or that they will merge into the light. It is not like that. You know that you will go and reside in the Brahm element. That land of peace is your home. They say that the Brahm element is God. There is so much difference. Brahm is an element. Just as the sky is an element, so Brahm is also an element. The place where we souls and the Supreme Soul reside is called the Sweet Home. It is the home of souls. You children know that souls cannot merge into the great Brahm element, and that souls can never be destroyed. Souls are imperishable. This predestined drama is also imperishable. This drama has so many actors. It is now the confluence age when all the actors are present. When a play comes to an end, all the actors and its creator, etc., come onto the stage. At this time, this unlimited drama is coming to the end, and it will then repeat. There can be some change in a limited play. That drama becomes old. This is an eternal and imperishable unlimited drama. The Father makes you Trikaldashi and Trinetri. Neither deities nor those who belong to the Shudra clan are Trikaldashi. Only you who belong to the Brahmin clan are Trikaldashi. You cannot receive a third eye of this knowledge unless you become a Brahmin. You know the beginning, middle, and end of the tree and all the religions. You become master knowledgeful too. The Father would make his children similar to himself. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge, and he is the Father of all souls. He makes all of you children theists and Trikaldashi. You children now have to tell everyone that Shiv Baba has come and that they have to remember him. Those who become theists love the Father very much. The Father also loves you. He gives you your inheritance of heaven. It is remembered that those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction are led to destruction, and that those who have loving intellects are led to victory. Some words in the Gita are true. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the most elevated scripture. It is the scripture of the original eternal deity Dharma. It has been explained that there are four main religious scriptures. Those of the other religions only come to establish their own religion. There is no question of a kingdom. They cannot be called gurus. The work of a guru is to take everyone back. When Abraham, Buddha, and Christ come, their dynasty follows them. A guru is one who liberates you from sorrow and takes you into happiness. Those people simply come to establish their religions. Here, many are called gurus. However, even Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar cannot be called gurus. Only Shiv Baba is the bestower of salvation for all. People call out to the one Rama. Shiv Baba is also called Rama. There are many languages, and so he has been given many names, but his real name is Shiva. He is also called Somnath, the Lord of Nectar. He gave you nectar to drink, that is, he gave you the wealth of this knowledge. However, there is no question of water, etc. He is personally making you knowledgeable and blissful. The Father is the ocean of this knowledge. He makes you children into rivers of knowledge. There is just the one ocean, and many rivers emerge from just the one ocean. You are now at the confluence age. At this time, the whole earth is Ravan's place. It wasn't just Lanka that belonged to Ravan. The whole earth is the kingdom of Ravan's. There will be very few people in the kingdom of Rama. Only at this time is this in your intellects. Baba has explained that he establishes three dharmas, the Brahman deity and warrior dharmas. All the other founders of religions enter the merchant and Shudra clans and establish their own religions. He also inspires the destruction of the innumerable religions. They have even made a picture of the Trimurti and Bharat, but they have made the image of Shiva disappear from that. It is with the image of Shiva that it can be proved that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, carries out the establishment through Brahma and sustenance through Vishnu. He is called Karankaravanhar. He performs actions himself, and he also teaches you children. He also explains to you the philosophy of actions, neutral actions, and sinful actions. Whatever actions you perform in the kingdom of Ravan, they are sinful. Whatever actions you perform in the Golden Age, they are neutral. Here, there are only sinful actions, because it is the kingdom of Ravan. The five vices don't exist in the Golden Age. Every aspect has to be understood and is explained in a second. Those people explain the meaning of Om in great detail. The Father says, Om means I am a soul and this is my body. It is so easy. You understand that you are going to the land of happiness. The Sri Krishna temple is also called a land of happiness. That is the land of Krishna. Mothers make a lot of effort to go to that land of Krishna. You no longer perform devotion because you have received this knowledge. No other human beings have this knowledge. I go back after making you pure. So who then makes you impure? No one can answer this. All males and females are devotees, sitas. The Father grants salvation to everyone. All are in the jail of Ravan. This is a land of sorrow. The Father makes you into the masters of that land of happiness. Only you see such a father after 5,000 years. The Lakshmi and Narayan souls now have this knowledge. I will become this Krishna as a child, and then when I grow old, I will shed my body and take another in this way. No one else has this knowledge. The Father says, all of you are Parvatis. Shiv Baba is telling you the story of immortality in order to make you immortal and to take you to that land of immortality. This is a land of death. All of you Parvatis are listening to the story of immortality from the Lord of immortality. You truly do become that. By remembering the Father, you souls become immortal. That is a place where there is no question of sorrow. You take another body there as easily as a snake sheds its skin and receives another. All of those examples refer to this time. The example of the bumblebee also refers to this time. What do you Brahmins do? You change the vicious insects into deities? This refers to human beings. That story of bumblebees is just an example. You Brahmin children are now listening to the story of immortality from the Father. You sit and buzz to others this knowledge, through which they change from human beings into deities, the angels of heaven. It isn't that anyone can become an angel by taking a dip in the Mansarovar Lake. All of that is false. You have been listening to lies, whereas the Father now tells you the truth. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. You understand that the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is speaking this knowledge to you through this mouth, and that you are listening through your ears. When you have become soul conscious, God can then make you realize who He is. No one else can make you soul conscious. No one except the Father can say, become soul conscious. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but no one knows how his birth takes place. The Father himself comes and explains, I enter an ordinary old body. Where else would Brahma come from? An impure body is needed. He wouldn't create Brahmins by entering Avyakt Brahma, the resident of the subtle region. He says, I enter an impure body and an impure world. It is remembered that the establishment of the deity Dharma takes place through Brahma, and that those who receive this knowledge then become deities. People become confused when they see a picture of Brahma. They say that this is a photograph of Dada. Prajapita Brahma definitely has to be here. How could he create people in the subtle region? There are thousands of Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, children of Prajapita Brahma. This would not be a lie. We are claiming our inheritance from Shiv Baba. It has been explained to you that that one is Avyakt Brahma. Prajapita has to be in this corporeal world. This impure one then becomes pure. The same applies to you. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana, 1. Become soul conscious and listen to the story of immortality with your ears. Buzz this knowledge and remain busy in serving others to make them equal to yourselves. 2. Become knowledgeful and blissful like the Father. Drink the nectar of this knowledge and also give it to others to drink. Blessing, may you be a master world creator and experience any obstacles of Maya to be like a game. When little children say anything out of the carelessness of their childhood in front of their elders, or they perform such actions, the elders believe that the children are just blameless, innocent little children, and so they're not affected. In the same way, if you consider yourselves to be master creators of the world, any obstacles of Maya would then be like children's games. Even if Maya comes in front of you in some form through a soul, as a problem or an obstacle or as a test paper, you would not be afraid because you would consider that soul to be innocent. Slogan, fill yourself with love, power and spiritual attraction and everyone will cooperate with you. Avyakt signal, stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. Now become Jwalamukhi, volcanic, and burn your devilish sanskars and nature. In the memorials of the goddesses, they are shown destroying the devils. The devils were not people, but they, the goddesses, finished the devilish powers. This is the memorial of your volcanic form at this time. Now ignite such a flame of yoga that this Iron Age world completely burns away. Om Shanti.